Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks. And we have a 9:30 agenda item to start our day off with here. It's a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. And if it's okay, we can just do these in the order that they're have on the agenda. Action item one is consider resolution reappointing members to the Historic Preservation Commission. Good morning, how are you?
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, Chairman, Commissioners, I'm just here to ask that you reappoint Dr. Rachel Miller as well as myself to the Historic Preservation Commission. Dr. Rachel Miller has been with us for a year. She's a professor of history at the College of Idaho, and she's been a really valuable resource to the commission. She's also been helping us find interns.
Oh, wow.
Historic.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, our local historical societies and helping to get youth kind of more engaged in historic preservation. And then I'm an employee. please appoint me. help.
Awkward.
I just continue to help the commission. Part of my responsibilities are note-taking and things like that, and just informing them about the work that we're doing as the park staff during our work time.
Sure. Okay. Any questions?
I don't have questions, but I will, in Director Schwinn's absence, just provide support for Chelsea's role at Canyon County and what she's brought as the historic preservation historian. So thank you for the work that you do at Dr. Schwinn, or Director Schwinn, she could be a doctor if she wants, but she's made us all love the history in Canyon County and the protection of the artifacts and just what makes it unique. So you're continuing that legacy. Also want to highlight Zach Wesley, who serves on that and has for a number of years in support. And so to have the quality of people that we do and the interface with the Idaho Historic Society and that working partnership is really a benefit to Canyon County. And I am in favor of reappointing you. Thank you again for your service and also for providing continued support for Dr. Rachel Miller. And that I'll turn that into a motion.
Okay. And so it's a motion to approve the resolution for these two members.
Yes, sir.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did well. All right. Although I was a little bit ornery, but I regret. So, well, not really. All right. Second item will be, this is going to be a continuation from yesterday, and this is going to be an action item to consider extending the job offer to hire juvenile probation director. All right, Marty, come on up. Yep, you can.
Yes. Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
So today the resolution should be in front of you. I reached out to Zach Wesley, who educated me a lot yesterday on this specific position with the county. Is actually a shared position, so that is why the TCA and the ADJ is also in the room.
Oh, okay.
And agree to this. So this is just a continuation of yesterday to hopefully appoint Jose and to the role of permanent director of juvenile probation and remove the interim status of which he has been operating in for approximately 90 days.
Okay. All right. Jose, did you come up with any additional questions or anything for us this morning?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. For the public record, you could go back to yesterday, and Commissioner Brooks was not here, but Commissioner Van Beek and I spoke to Jose. I was reminded after that we would normally do somewhat of an interview process, but we already know him. He has institutional historic position with us, and I just want to put on the record this morning that I am really excited about this, about him being able to take this position, because I think it's just such a gain for Canyon County and all the taxpayers and all the people that will unfortunately have to utilize his services. And I just think it's a quality thing.
Yeah.
Not always are, am I this excited about a person taking a position, but today I certainly am, and I want it on the record.
Yeah, and thank you, Chairman. There's been people pass through this program that indicate these are some of the best places that they've landed in their juvenile life or their life up to that point. So it, the leadership there is important to keep them out of the adult system, and what you do to help manage all that in tandem with the courts and the decisions that are made with the judge there that works with your department for sentencing and recommendations on public safety or just development in the home sites. Thank you. This is a difficult job, and it's one that a lot of times isn't maybe given the kudos that it should, but to find the right person to lead a team in that kind of an environment, we're confident in our selection, and thank you for your willingness, and I am trusting that the information that you requested yesterday was given to you in regards to salary. And so, Chairman, I think that would be fair to ask if you already did, but you don't, you're good with what's been agreed upon and worked out, and you're following a 30-year veteran in your seat. So,
yeah, I just speak to Director Downer, and she informed me of what the process is going to be in the salary. And,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the salary recommendation does reflect the disparity of 30 years compared to, is it 14 now, or you're in your 13th or 14th year?
Here.
Yeah, for this department, 15.
15. Okay. So it does reflect that, and you have room to grow. So does the TCA or the judge have any comments you want to put on record for this?
The trial court administrator and I support this action, and I would echo your thoughts about the importance of leadership of a group of probation officers, whether it's adult probation or juvenile probation. Appropriate leadership makes a huge difference in those types of departments.
Huge.
So we are grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. All right. Any other discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution as presented this morning.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners appointing Jose Orozco as Director of the Juvenile Probation Department.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Very good. All right.
I was a little worried I was going to be an April Fool's joke. So.
Well, I considered that, but I just thought in my position, maybe not.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
Look forward to budget hearings.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Take it easy. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Do we have anything else for general discussion for this morning? I think there's at least one item for executive session.
Yes. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061. Subsection D and F for issues related. Well, I have a question on the landfill. I think we had a question maybe just on the process for salary.
Yes, on a personnel issue. So
right.
C.
Well, that's acquisition of property.
A.
Yeah,
a.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll include A and B.
So there's.
We have a land use matter that Commissioner Bambi requested to discuss.
Okay.
Under D and F.
Yeah.
Okay. Under D and F.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that.
A, B, D, F.
All right.
The alphabet soup.
The alphabet.
That's it.
Soup. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, motion's been made. Do I have a
second? I'll second.
You'll have a second. All right. What say you, Commissioner Bambi?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session. Thank you.